Blog Talk Radio.
Five, four, three, two, one.
The views and comments do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio or its affiliates.
And you are listening to Let Them Know, MMEO, on eWater Radio.
Broadcasting live.
What's up? Welcome to the Let Them Know MMEO show. I'm with my boy Steve Solo and the Heezy.
What's going on? Welcome to episode 7 of MMEO Let Them Know. Tell them what we got going on, Ron Stone.
Well, we got a special guest in the Heezy Foshizy. His name is Davion Archie from the 360 Elite Training.
360!
Yes, sir, yes, sir. This cat right here, he trains the youth. He trains them with track and football. But before we get into the special interview, let's get a moment of silence for the late Bushwick Bill from the Ghetto Boys from Texas.
And for all y'all millennials and ignorant motherfuckers, the Ghetto Boys made this ultra famous song called My Mind Is Playing Tricks on Me. And this was when I was in middle school. And this is one of the songs that made me just, it blew my mind. This is what got me into hip-hop, too. And prior, a couple episodes prior, we were talking about influences. And for some reason, the Ghetto Boys slipped my mind.
My mind's playing tricks on me. They're playing tricks on you, Steve
Solo? Yes, they are. They always play tricks on me.
Ah.
Bushwick Bill, we'll meet you at the crossroads. And, of course, we're going to be playing Bushwick Bill's verse of My Mind's Playing Tricks on Me. So that's going to be something that we're going to be doing as a tribute to the late, great Bushwick Bill. So before we get into the interviews, which is actually recorded on, it was actually recorded on the phone. Is there anything in particular you want to add we're going to be interviewing two people actually in this week's episode.
Yes, sir. It's going to be Davion Archie, the trainer, and one of his students, Jason.
Perfect. All right, so let's get into this interview. And for all y'all listening right now, pay close attention to what we've got going on for this week's episode of Let Them Know
MMEO.
This year, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating, robbing little kids for bags, till an old man got behind our ass. So we speeded up the pace, took a look back, and he was right before our face. He'd be in for a squabble, no doubt. So I swung and hit the in his mouth. He was going down, we figured, but this wasn't no ordinary. He stood about 6 or 7 feet. Now that's the I'd be seeing in my sleep. So we triple teamed on him, dropping them motherfucking bees on him. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared, and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was dark as fuck on the street. My hands were all bloody from punching on the concrete. Man, nice, homie. My mind is playing tricks on me.
What's up, Davion? Thank you for coming out to the Let Them Know MMEO show, sir. How you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, all right. No problem, man. I'm hearing a lot of good things about you and what you do for the community and what you do for the youth. Ex-football player or, I mean, not an ex-football player, but I know you're still playing out there. You're supposed to be in the NFL, but I know I heard that you got injured and everything like that. But you're still out here training and teaching the youth. Man, that's so cool, man. So can you tell me a little bit about yourself, your background, and what you do?
So I've been out in Las Vegas for about 3 years now. This is my third year coming into the training in Las Vegas. So far, I have already sent, I say, about 3 people to college in Las Vegas, total 17 in all, coming from California, went started in San Diego, started in San Diego coaching at the Catholic High School. A little bit about my background. I went to Morningside High in Inglewood, California. I had 20 offers coming out of high school. I ran a 4.38 40. I was pretty fast coming out. And like I said, I had 20 offers coming out of high school. So I was pretty talented. I got injured going into my sophomore year in college. I went to ASU. I broke my clavicle. So I sat out for about 6 months. Sorry about that. 6 months. Then I came back. I broke my finger, my ring finger on my left hand. When I broke my finger, I got released from the team. When I got released from the team, I actually played at a JC in California for a year. And I broke the receiver record there. Once I broke the record, I was like, you know, this is not somewhere I want to be in life, you know. And then adversity hit me, life trial hit me. And, you know, and I said, you know, how can I give back to people that love the same thing I do, but teach them exactly what I know so they can either reach the levels that I reach, which is the college level, or go higher and farther than I did. And I visited Vegas one year with a few friends of mine. We was out on a vacation, and I said, man, you know, I see a lot of casinos, and I see a lot of, you know, people talking about the casinos. Where the youth, or what is the community doing as outside of, you know, the strip? What's going on there? So I ended up actually seeing a few football teams, or youth football teams, and I said, oh man, I see a lot of potential in these kids, you know, but in the coaching aspect of things, how are they teaching the kids not just football, but life lessons? And I saw a few gaps there. Not saying that the coaching out here is bad, but I saw a few gaps where I felt I can help increase the positivity, increase the growth, and increase the skill level in the kids. So I started a program called 360 Elite. The 360 Elite is basically a speed and agility program. It's not just for football, it's for all sports. I just have a majority football players. But within that, you know, I teach speed and agility, but I teach them when things get hard, because the training that I do is pretty intense, but I teach them when things get hard to never give up, never stop, never quit, and to always put forth that second person inside of you. Everyone have a second person inside of you, and I tell them, bring that second person out every time you know, attack something that's strenuous or something you think is tough. Once they attack that, and once they see that they have the willpower to keep going, nothing in the world can stop you, you know. And I tell entrepreneurs all the time, it's not easy to start a business or to, you know, to go and say, man, I want to start my own thing, because at the end of the day, it's all willpower. Everything that you do is willpower. So just the growth in that helps the community, and it helps other people have faith and courage to become something bigger than just getting a job on the strip, or, you know, just getting a regular job. And I think, you know, God gave everyone a creative mind, and once they put that creative mind together, they're unstoppable. But I felt like the culture of the youth needed to be changed in Las Vegas, so I started with the youth first. Once the youth is up and going, then we can work, you know, higher and higher, because when you change one person's life, you change many more. And that's where I started, with the youth.
Man, that's so lovely. Yes, definitely. You really have to start with the youth. And then that's the same thing with MMEO, Motivation Music Education Organization. You know, we came out here. Oh, yeah, cool. Clubs, nightlife, casinos, you know, party, party, party. But what's the youth doing? What's the positive things that we're showing the youth out here? Are we showing them, I mean, nothing wrong with gambling and partying, but, I mean, we don't want that type of, you know, mentorship with kids. You know, we want to have them to have positive vibes and to spend their time productively on what they do in life. Yeah, definitely.
Correct.
Man, I love that. I love that, man. That's good. So, what motivates you to do what you do?
What actually motivates me is when I see the kids, the actual 360. 360 is basically a complete turnaround from when you started to when you finish. When you finish, it's not necessarily a finish. When you finish, it's just a growth of progress, a growth of character. I teach character. I teach, you know, progress within the sport, within not just the sport, but within life, you know. So are you learning to be polite? Are you learning to be a gentleman? Are you learning to be, you know, that figure where a complete role model, the younger, you know, younger brother, younger cousin, you know, someone, younger neighbor, you know, that's looking up to you in that sport. You know, how are you growing? So 360 is just a complete turnaround from when you started until when you finish. And my biggest happiness is seeing those kids reach the goals that they wanted to reach in life, which is college. And I, like I said, I send a few kids to college, and that's the most happiest feeling I can feel. I feel like a parent. And I was like, man, you know, that's good. You know, that's glad. I'm glad. And I'm happy to see what's going on for your family, you know, because like I said, I changed one life, but that one life changed many more than just his or her life. It changed grandma, it changed dad, it changed, you know, cousin. And like I said, some of those kids have younger siblings that's looking up to them, or even younger neighbors that's looking up to them, and they said, man, they did it, you know, why can't I do it? So if they feel that they can do it, they have a bigger chance of trying to do it themselves as well. You know, so that's my biggest thing. It's just seeing those people grow.
Wow, yep, that's true. Anything is possible if you put your mind to it, man. And then watching the youth come up and grow in a positive way, you know, and seeing them do, and, you know, the things that you taught the youth, the mentorship, of you training them with track and football, and man, seeing the families too. And, you know, I'm pretty sure you've seen like families change also while you're changing the lives of the youth. Do you see that?
Yes, yes. A lot of families change, you know, from the mothers and fathers, all of them change, you know. So it's pretty dope, man. Just to see the parents, you know, excited. Just to see, you know, the dad excited, the mom excited, the grandma excited, on just how they, you know, the happiness on their faces is priceless. Just, you can't put a dollar sign to it, you know. So that's where I really, really feel is necessary in the community, and not just the community in Las Vegas, but around the world. Because once you grab the younger group, there's another generation right behind them, you know. So that's why I say start with the culture first, versus just trying to, you know, put a name on a good kid or what you feel is a good kid, because all kids are good. It just comes from a different perspective of area where you grab them, you know. So yeah, man.
Man, that's nice. That's beautiful, man. To see families change, and to see families see their daughter or son, grandson, granddaughter, totally do a 360. Is that why you named your organization 360?
Yes, yes. Do a complete 360, a complete turnaround from when you started to when you finished. And that's in all areas, not just the sports, but all areas.
Man, I like that. I like that. Okay. Yeah, so I know you are an inspiration to the youth. So let me ask you, who are the people that inspire you and why?
One person that inspired me growing up was my goddad. His name is Shannon Culver. He actually played for the Redskins. He taught me how to play football. He taught me how to be, you know, how to be, take on responsibility, you know, as a man, how to take on responsibility in life. And I took that and I took it in a different aspect. I said, man, if he could teach me this, I can teach others this that don't know what he's teaching me. Because I had friends growing up that it was like, man, you know, I wish I was there. You know, I wish I was, you know, I had a goddad like that and stuff like that. So I was like, you know, it's other kids out there that need those role models. So that also inspired me to keep doing what I was doing and also keep in contact with him as well to this day. And he still tells me that he's proud of me because I took what he taught me and turned it completely around and increased it actually. And I said, all I did was I took what you told me and I put it in my own perspective. And I just wanted to help people grow. And he's one of the people that inspired me. So now I have to inspire others. And I tell the people that I inspire to inspire someone just like them when they get my age, you know. So, and it's just a chain effect, and just keep going and pay it forward.
Yeah, man, I like that, man. That's so cool, having a mentor like that while you're growing up, and then you take that gift and you give that gift to somebody else, man. That's cool. That's cool. So I mean, yeah. I remember you saying that you still have friends that you play ball with, and then you said that when you're almost gonna get drafted to the NFL, some of your friends, you still talk to some of your friends that had got recruited to the NFL.
Oh yeah,
NFL?
Yeah. I have a few friends that was actually under me when I was playing. Like Marquise Lee. Marquise Lee played for the Jags. Marquise, we talk to this day still, and we do challenges and stuff on Instagram, like push-up challenges, and we still push each other. He's a millionaire, you know, and I'm like, man, I'm so proud of you, you know, because we came from a rough area, and not only did we come from a rough area, he made an opportunity into something very positive. And now he's helping people, like younger kids, and have organizations as well that's helping younger kids. He's one of the great inspirations to the youth as well too, and to me, because he came from the same area where it was, you know, we didn't really have much of nothing, but we made something out of nothing, and we pushed and we pushed and we pushed. And we pushed each other. And I have another best friend. His name is Travis Harvey. He played for the Cardinals. He played for the Cardinals, wide receiver. He played for the Cardinals. He's also doing something in California with the youth as well, too. So we all giving back to the youth, and not just giving back to the youth, but actually trying to change the culture of the sport and teaching young men how to be gentlemen and how to be successful athletes. And just successful people as well, and how to get to college, and just getting that degree, and how important schooling is to not just them, but the society. You know, the more you know, the better it is that you will get a successful job, or, you know, entrepreneurship, or even just being smart, you know, is very key in life.
Yeah, that's very, very, very true, man. That's cool. That's good that you and your friends are out there you know, being where you guys came from, now you guys are giving back to the youth and the community, man. That's a powerful thing right there. Man, see, one day we got to get together for 360 and MMEO to do something big.
Yes, sir. You down to do it? Let's make it happen, man.
Let's do it, man. You know, with the music and then with the training. Man, we're going to have fun.
Let's make it happen, man.
Oh, man. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Man, thank you, Davion, for coming through to the Let Them Know MMEO show and letting the community know what you've done for the community, what you've done with the youth, being a positive role model for the youth, man, being a mentor. Man, we salute you, man.
Thank you.
All right, man. Can't wait to have you back on the show again. So let's get together and make things happen.
Man, I can't wait to be back on the show, man. Oh, also, if anybody want to follow, you know, the Instagram or my Facebook, it's my Instagram is 360 ELITE underscore training. It's 360 ELITE underscore training. My Facebook is Training Davion, Davion Archie. Man, I appreciate everybody that came in to listen, and stay positive and keep growing.
Man, fans, family, and friends, it's Davion right here, 360. Please check him out. Check out his website, his Instagram, all his information. Check him out. Give him a holler. Shoot, check out his training. Because, shoot, I know I will. I'm ready to train with Davion. I got a beast mode. All right, man. Thanks for coming on the show, man.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right. Take it easy.
All right.
What's up, Jason? Thanks for coming up to the Let Them Know MMEO show. I just did a nice interview with Davion from 360, and I heard great things about this program and about Davion. So can you please let them know about what you guys do, what kind of training you guys do?
Yeah, of course. For myself, my name is Jason Strimling. I recently just graduated from Faith Lutheran High School, and I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada, and I plan on attending Southern Utah to hopefully make the track team. So in regards to, you know, Davion and 360 Elite, it's really the real deal. If you're looking for someone who's willing to sacrifice everything, not only make you be successful, but to also reach your limits, he's the guy. In regards to training, we have a lot of, you know, specific groups for football. For example, if you're a quarterback, receiver, any type of position, he can help you out. For myself, I'm involved in track, and he's really been helping me with my speed and my technique. Before all of this, I really wasn't prepared. I wasn't 100% on where I needed to be. But coming into this program, it's really helped me out, and it's really helped me progress into a much faster athlete, and over the time, it's really just been a blessing from what he's taught me and from everything that's been going on so far.
Wow, that sounds great, man. So what are the things that you guys do? What are the techniques, strategies, or exercises that you guys do, if you want to let the community know?
So for myself, for like speed work, we do wickets, we work go to the park, we run up hills, we work a lot of quick feet motions, palm drills. And for football, it's kind of like the same thing. It mostly relates to your position group as well and what you're trying to do. But either way, you're going to become a much faster athlete in everything you do, with the cone drills and the hops. And every type of drill that he has you do is really beneficial for any type of position or whatever you're trying to get better at.
Wow. Man, I got to join the 360 Elite, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be out there in beast mode with you guys. Yeah, man. So I'm pretty sure your friends and family was like, wow, Jason, I've seen a big difference in you and your performance and your and what you do. So let them know about what your friends and family been thinking about your difference.
To start off, my family has seen, you know, major progress from where I was before and where I am now. They can see me progressing and how everything's just really starting to come together. And even my friends, for example, today, I posted something on social media, and they said, you know, wow, Jason, I could really see you progressing and how much faster you're getting. And just with all the support I'm getting from my family and my friends, it's just really helping out everything and just letting me know that I'm, you know, secure with this this program and how much, you know, even other people are just realizing that it's helping me out and getting me to be better.
Man, that's beautiful, man. That's good. That's good. I know your friends are jealous, huh? You should tell them, hey, man, come join us, man. Come join the 360 Elite, man. Yeah. So
for sure, yeah.
So is this a highly recommended program that you would advise to your friends and families and peers and so forth?
Yeah, I mean, I highly recommend it for any type of athlete, not only, you know, older, but also, you know, any type of youth athlete that just wants to get better at the type of sport that they're in or is looking for a good trainer who's really going to push them to make them succeed in life and go to college, which is one of the most important things. And Davion's really the guy who's going to get you there and make sure you succeed in whatever you do.
Wow, you hear that, friends and family and fans? Davion is the guy to get you there. So you guys better come out and holler at Davion, the 360 Elite. Oh, man. Ain't no joke. Ain't no joke. All right, man. Man, thanks for sharing all that information to us. Man, that was some powerful information. And then you know how he changed, what would you say, how he changed your life a little and your athletic ability?
Yeah, definitely. He changed my life a lot within my athletic ability. Like, before him, I was just training on my own, doing my own thing, and not really having a specific plan on what I was doing to help increase my speed and my power. But then coming into him, you know, he has everything laid out, and he watches, like, he records and he watches the videos of you and really breaks everything down to get you specifically better in what you need to work on. And with that, you know, I'm just starting to become faster and stronger and with everything I do.
Man, that's some deep stuff going on right there. Just studying studying footage and everything and seeing progress. Man, that's great, man. It's great to hear that you're progressing through this program, man. It's great to hear. And let everybody know, man. I appreciate you taking the time out on the Let Them Know MMEO show. And is there anything else that you would like to let them know about the 360?
You know, just again, I would like to advise, you know, anyone who's looking for a good trainer to come out and give it a shot. He welcomes everyone like family. It's like a brotherhood where we're at. And it'll really get you better within whatever sport or, you know, group you're in. He's going to get you there, and he's going to do whatever he can to make sure you're successful and meet your limits. And I just highly recommend coming to him.
Wow. Anything is possible, right? If you put your mind to it. And that's great to hear, man. Jason, thank you for coming out to the Let Them Know MMEO show. Man, it's been great, man.
Thank you.
All right, man. You have a blessed day.
And well, there you go, peeps. An exclusive interview from Davion and, of course, one of his students, Jason. Now, if you want to get involved, all you got to do is follow MMEO on Facebook. Look us up. And that wraps it up for this week's episode of
Let Them Know MMEO.
Until next week.
Later.